sunlight crests the Earth's surface, as rays of light shoot up from the continents, the planets spin into view with a word across it, Universal. A web address appears, www.universalstudios.com. In darkness, a drop of water hangs from above, then falls, sending out ripples. A word forms from the light glinting off the rippling surface, and another word appears beneath. Imagine entertainment. In a view distorted by blurry streaks of psychedelic rainbow-colored light, a wave rises in the ocean.
I'm gonna be the best surfer in the world.
The top of the cresting wave curls over, framing the blazing sun in its barrel. Titles appear in watery blue letters. Universal Pictures and Imagine Entertainment present. A view from underwater shows a surfer gliding past.
I'm gonna be the best surfer in the world, not you!
A Brian Grazer production.
She's just sliding in there. Look at that wave, and we try to get the best wave of the day.
A female surfer rides under a wave's curl. Blue Crush. The surfer falls off her board and the wave crashes down on her. Underwater, she flails. A flash shows a young woman's rapid eye movement as she sleeps. In a blurry image, a woman pushes a blonde girl on a swing, then vanishes. Anne-Marie tosses and turns underwater. Anne-Marie hits her head on a reef, red flashes, and the sleeping young woman's eyes snap open. As dawn light casts a pale glow on the horizon in an otherwise midnight blue sky, the young woman runs along the water's edge at a beach. The view of her briefly moves in slow motion. Wearing a bikini, the blonde pumps her arms as she sprints. A little later, she does pull-ups on a bar mounted between two palm trees. Sweat gleams on her toned arms. She does sit-ups in the sand, her hands folded behind her head. Now she runs back along the water's edge. In a bathroom, she vigorously brushes her teeth. The mirror reflects her one brown eye and one blue eye. On the glass, writing in red lipstick reads, 8 days till pipe. Train hard, go big. The blonde wipes away the 8 and writes 7. She grabs a portable phone.
How's it, wave riders? It's hump day, Wednesday, February 3rd. Waves are averaging 14 feet in 18 seconds, so there's definitely some size out there in the water, and it's moving our way. There's a little bit of morning sickness out right now, but it should clean up as the wind.
Walking outside, the blonde hangs up and climbs wooden planks on a tree like ladder rungs. In front of her, waves roll onto the beach. Reaching the last rung, she makes another call. Elsewhere on the beach, a figure beside a surfboard stirs in a sleeping bag.
It's flat.
Yeah, right, I'm looking at it.
Anne-Marie.
What's up, JJ?
Tell Eden she's a hottie. Hook me up.
Tell yourself. How's pipe looking?
Oh, it's going off. It's at least double overhead. You better get down here.
Hey, thanks, JJ.
In Anne-Marie's house.
Ben, come on, get up.
She moves a pillow from over a sleeping teenage girl.
Double overhead.
She tosses board shorts onto the teen, then moves to a sleeping young woman with bleach blonde hair and dark roots.
Lena. Hey, Lena.
What?
It's double overhead.
What?
Lena lifts her head from her pillow. Walking outside, Anne-Marie enters a weathered shed where a dark-haired woman sands a surfboard.
How's it coming? I can't get the rails right. You're too pink. You want your wet? I got a glass for work. It's perfect.
They strap surfboards onto the roof of a beat-up vintage car.
Okay, I got the noodles.
With Anne-Marie at the wheel, the car backs out of a dirt driveway, then speeds off.
Yeah.
stares out an open window at waves crashing in the ocean. An aerial view glides with the car as it travels a two-lane highway along the coast. In long lines of churning white water, the breaking waves roll toward the shore. The car pulls into a parking lot bustling with surfers.
We should have been here at least an hour.
Well, if you guys had gotten moving, maybe we would have been.
What's up, Tamayo?
Hey, how's it, girls?
They get out of the car.
How is it out there?
Oh, it's pretty nuts. Broke my board.
Anne-Marie doffs her tank top.
It's pretty heavy out there. Your girl got her head on straight this time?
Does she?
You know it.
In the ocean, surfers float on their boards, their eyes on the horizon as a wave rolls under them, briefly lifting them higher. An aerial view shows the crest of glimmering water curling at the top. A surfer rides underneath the curl, then glides over the peak, dropping onto his stomach, safely behind the wave as it crashes down in a violent billow of white water. In the parking lot, a tattooed guy and his friends get out of a pickup truck.
Look who's here.
Hey, what are you girls doing here?
Same thing you are. We came to surf putt.
Why don't you check out Girly Balls or something?
Why don't you crawl back into the cave, you
Well, why don't I knock you
she
over
playfully
the air and
fights
drag you in there with
Come
me,
on,
huh?
Just try that.
Huh? I like girls that are rough. And soft inside.
He grabs her.
There you, girl.
Let her go.
Hey, come on.
Seriously, let her go. We're out of here.
Hey, so what's this I hear about you surfing the Pipe Masters? It's a surfing contest, not a drowning contest.
Hey, why don't you stop hassling my girl? She's gonna dominate.
Let's see it. I don't mind girls that can charge pipe. She thinks she can charge pipe. That's cool. You think she can surf it for real? What, you think you can surf it for real?
Well, I dated Juju. I guess I can do anything, huh?
Whoa. Let's see it. We'll get my boys out there. We'll block every single wave you want, no matter how big it is. We want you on it. Let's see what's gonna happen.
Let's do it.
Don't talk bubbles to me. Let's see it.
Anne-Marie takes a steadying breath. Drew, his buzzed dark hair bleached blonde, grabs a surfboard from the pickup. Graffiti on it reads, "Suck my."
So meet us at the shower at 7:45.
Okay.
And stay on the inside.
Okay.
Be careful, Pen.
All right.
Anne-Marie's little sister breaks off from the others. Drew and his buddies race toward the water, then paddle out past the break. As one of them catches a wave riding inside the barrel, Anne-Marie and her friends watch from the beach, each with a board under one arm.
Oh, it's like a race break in death.
The barrel fills with churning white water behind Drew's friend, and he wipes out.
Oh, he got shut down!
Another surfer tries to catch a wave, but its lip curls right behind him, and he loses his footing on the steep drop.
It's heavy out there. Spears.
They spot the surfer coming out of the ocean, the flesh above one eye mangled and bleeding.
Oh, he hit the reef.
Wincing, Anne-Marie averts her gaze.
That's gotta hurt. I think we should start at the sandbar and work our way over.
I won't argue with that.
Wearing bikinis, Lena and Anne-Marie run to the water with Eden, their dark-haired friend who wears board shorts and a bikini top. In the ocean, Anne-Marie pushes the front of her surfboard down and goes underwater with it, duck diving beneath a crashing wave.
Right there! No way you can't feel it. They coming up, Skippy, with the...
Stopping at the break, the three friends sit on their boards. Anne-Marie paddles and catches a wave, then performs a skillful cutback. In an underwater view, the three fins on her board cut through the surface. Anne-Marie rides through a wave's barrel. Eden catches a wave. Riding a wave goofy foot, Lena crouches and leans back, running a hand in the water. She and Eden ride the same wave, carving a bottom turn simultaneously. As Lena steers her board over the lip of the wave to its backside, she catches air and plops in the water. Riding regular foot, Anne-Marie glides under a wave's curl, her hand trailing along its face. From her point of view in the tube, the wave arcs overhead and splashes down in a spray of water. The barrel narrows, its curl drenching Anne-Marie's head as she continues through the tube, which grows smaller and smaller. As it closes, Anne-Marie makes it out the other side. In a view below the surface, the wave resembles a long tube of water tumbling toward shore. Later.
I want to get a boat so we can, like, go around the island and get some killer secret spots. Guaranteed there's so many.
God, I know.
Hey! What's this horse shit on the sandbar crap? You're not gonna win the Master Surf in the sandbar.
talking all this crap on the beach like, I did it, Juju, I can do anything. This isn't Pipe. Pipe's over there. Let's go. Pipe's over there. The boy's gonna block for you. Let's do this. Let's go. Come on.
With a reluctant glance at her friends, Anne-Marie paddles after Drew.
Woo! Yeah.
Droplets of water glimmer in the sun on Anne-Marie's toned arms. She glances at her friends again as they sit on their boards and watch. In an underwater view, Anne-Marie's hands dip below the surface, pushing through the water.
Let's go, man. Now just speak louder than words.
She paddles slightly ahead of Drew.
Oh, that's the view I remember.
What, the one of me leaving? My favorite, too.
Lena and Eden squint after Anne-Marie as she moves further away.
Come on. Pick it up.
A wave swells in front of the blonde.
Like that wave? Next one's yours.
As a man tries to catch the wave, his board flies out from under him, then launches into the air, spinning out of control. A guy boogie boards inside the barrel. Anne-Marie and Drew reach the lineup of surfers.
Welcome to the arena, girl. Let's get you into something big.
What's up, Anne-Marie? Where you been? I thought you were right behind us. Today's your big day. Let's do it.
Right, hey, everybody, this is my girl, Anne-Marie. She's with the boys. She's gonna get some waves out here.
Any of you get in her way, you're gonna have
outside,
to deal with me.
Outside.
Come on, let's go. Here it goes.
Paddle, come on,
hurry up,
paddle harder.
As Anne-Marie paddles, Drew and his buddies paddle on either side. They move through the all-male crowd of surfers.
Come on, paddle in!
The wave swells up behind Anne-Marie. As it crests beneath her, she pushes herself up. She flashes back to hitting her head on the reef. She sits on her board and lets the wave pass.
What the hell was that? What the hell is she afraid of?
Anne-Marie, Drew, and his buddies paddle back into the lineup.
Beauty pageant!
Oh, if you do that again, you're barred.
Come on, Anne-Marie, you gotta do it this time. No fooling around. Let's do it.
An underwater view moves around Anne-Marie's board, then surfaces to focus on her.
This one's yours right here. Don't pull it or ain't gonna help you anymore.
Paddle! This one's yours, Anne-Marie!
As she paddles, Lena and Eden watch worriedly. Anne-Marie catches the wave. Her surfboard angles down sharply and she loses her footing. Underwater, Anne-Marie curls into a ball as the wave rolls over her. She gets caught in the churning tube. The wave's lip crashes down violently, sending billows of water into the air. Anne-Marie flails as the current tosses her around. Later, she stands under an outdoor shower.
You're in the perfect spot. You're right where you needed to be.
Whatever, that thing was deep. Just dropped down the building.
How big was it?
It was solid. It was like triple
overhead.
She had
that. Wow.
She totally had it. Yeah, she just needed to paddle a little harder. I don't know.
Anne-Marie rubs her eyes.
It's all in your head. It's all up here.
I'm telling you, if you just would have committed, you could have made that wave.
In the car.
Whatever, at least you went. That wave was huge. I wouldn't have gone.
She was perfectly positioned on
why
the wave.
Does the sun
she
rise
would have
in
had the
east?
Balls to really charge it.
What?
Hey, why does the sun rise in the east?
Because it sets in the west.
Because that's the way the Earth rotates. You remember that Superman episode where he was like spinning around the Earth backwards, trying to rotate it in the other direction?
Yeah.
To bring back time?
Penny, mm-hmm. I thought you forgot the water.
I did. I'm just checking it.
So doesn't look like you're finished.
Geez, stop peeking on her, dude. She's getting it done now.
I'm checking
we're
it.
On our way to school,
no, I finished
Eden.
It. I'm
she should have it done by last night.
She's just checking
I did it last night. I'm checking it. I'm asking for answers.
The car stops at a school consisting of trailers, and Penny gets out.
Penny!
What?
Slippers.
Penny retrieves her flip-flops.
No ditching.
Okay. She stalks off.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, it does.
Someone's gotta go to college, honey.
Not me.
Oh, shit.
It's
Mr.
I used to have pee stains all the time.
Looks like you learned how to shake right.
Hi, Miss Picouri.
Anne-Marie, this is the eighth time your sister's been tardy in the last month.
I know, tragically.
If you think surfing is more important than school, we gotta make other arrangements.
You know what, Mr. Picouri? The only other arrangement I can think of right now is my mother. And she just so happens to be with her latest meal ticket in Vegas, who apparently isn't so cool with the kids' menu, you know what I mean? So right now, this is the best arrangement I can do.
You know, Penny's a smart girl.
Yeah, she is.
Just like your sister was.
Is. Present tense. I learned that much while I was here.
You better watch it, girl.
You know what? I'm doing the best I can do. That's all I can say.
You can do better.
She drives away.
Like, he's so ripping in that Aloha shirt anyway.
I thought he was hot.
You did kind of peek in some bridge.
Shut up, Lena.
Sexually, she means.
All right. What is this? Like, bag on Anne-Marie?
Woo! At a convenience store.
$17.53.
But that's come einer price?
No come einer for candy.
Aww. Come on, Leilani, it's breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast, right. Sorry, girl.
This 17.53. Has corn syrup in it. It's a vegetable.
It's nutritional.
No, I don't think so. It has sugar. It turns into fat. If fat comes out like me, okay? So 17.53.
Right. I've got five.
I got something.
What do you have?
I got like.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got some cash. Good. Hold on, I got like.
She puts down some change.
What is this?
I don't know, like 70, 60.
That's pathetic. What is
this? I don't know. I didn't say I had a lot of cash. I just said I had some.
Now at a gas pump.
$5 I gave you yesterday.
It's about food for Sammy.
It's not even our dog, Lena.
Dog's gotta eat.
Well, so do I. I'm hungry.
Eat the rest of Twinkie.
I want to come breakfast.
Twinkie is breakfast.
An SUV pulls up.
Kelly Kenley. She's living the life. She must be here for the contest. Check those jet skis out. So fun.
Oh, all right. Let's fill these bad
Let's
boys.
Let's get on it. It's going to be a busy day.
She's with her Billabong sponsor. You should go introduce yourself.
No.
Why not?
Because it's weird.
Two girls approach the professional surfer.
Hi,
can we have your autograph?
Yeah, sure.
I'll get you a pen.
Thanks. Hey, I remember this shot.
What
it's
a back life. Door. She gets a grant every time she's in a magazine. $5,000 every time she's on the cover.
You sir?
Yeah.
It's free clothes, boards, watches, sunglasses. Mm-hmm. The girl doesn't have to open her wallet.
Here you go. Thanks a lot.
You know you score one good wave at Pipe Masters, and you'll get sponsored just like her.
You get flown all around the world, surf Indo, Australia, Tahiti, you name it.
Surf the world, baby.
And you'll get paid to surf uncrowded, perfect waves.
We'll see you at the contest.
Piala spots Anne-Marie.
All you need to do is get noticed.
Surfer girls.
Local girls.
You know you're just as good as her.
Oh, we gotta go to work, guys. We're gonna be late.
Again.
An aerial view glides over fields furrowed in tiny green strips to a narrow highway as the vintage car cruises down it. It's a jam for the ladies and a superstar. I can lead the whole set but never go too far. A bird's eye view moves from the vast ocean to the shore, where a resort stands overlooking the beach. As a convertible pulls up to the entrance, Anne-Marie's car speeds past, heading in the opposite direction to a parking structure. Now, the three friends hurry down some stairs.
Girls, you're late.
I know, sorry.
They rush down a utility corridor and slide cards into readers on the wall, then head into a restroom. They brush past workers as they hasten through to a locker room. Meanwhile, a woman talks to a group of workers.
As a reminder, our Pro Bowl guests are arriving today. They are VIP return guests and deserve the highest level of service. We must remember, we depend on our guests for the survival of our business.
Wearing maids' uniforms, the young women join the group. In a montage, they move from room to room with a cleaning cart. A view from an atrium shows maids wheeling cleaning carts along multiple levels of exterior walkways. As they clean mirrors, Eden and Anne-Marie playfully spray each other with cleaner. Lena presses her lips to a window and blows, making her cheeks puff out. Anne-Marie tries unsuccessfully, and Lena squeegees over her mouth print on the glass. One of them snags a roll off a plate of food and takes a bite before clearing the tray of dishes. Lena looks inside a toilet. She puts a hand to her mouth. In the toilet bowl, chunks float in unflushed yellow liquid. She lowers the lid. In a suite, Eden uses a computer while Lena checks out strewn clothes.
It's like this one packed for Vegas and landed in Hawaii. Yeah.
Eden types Pipeline Masters into a search engine.
I'm putting it on.
Oh, how hot am I?
Locking the door, Lena tries on a tight pink dress. Lena zips Anne-Marie into a sequined blue dress. They dance with each other.
Guys, it's up, it's up.
Look, Anne-Marie Chadwick. Picture?
Wild card entry. This North Shore local first gained notice when she dominated in the junior NSSA.
You dominated?
No.
Right,
no.
Wait.
Where did she
two bottoms dropped out of the competitive circuit after near drowning incident.
Yeah, they love bringing that up, huh?
That was 3 years ago.
It's over with. You're gonna go pro and you're gonna win this thing.
I wanna be on the internet. Oh, crap!
Oh my god.
Hello?
They hurry to take off the dresses.
I'm stuck! I'm too!
I'm stuck!
Hello? Anyone in there?
Eden yanks the dress off Lena.
One second!
Can be right with you!
They don their uniforms.
Open this door right now. I'm not fooling around.
Lena finds lingerie stuck in her bikini top. Anne-Marie opens the door.
Oh, my shoes.
Why is this door locked?
I'm sorry, I know it gets stuff. The maintenance will come up and look at it in any second.
What's going on in here?
It's cleaning up. We're just picking up the clothes off the floor.
What happened to all the clothes that was on the floor?
We just pulled them up and put them on the bed.
All right, I left the clothes on the floor so that you would know that they need to be dry cleaned.
Okay, well, that's actually why we have the dry cleaning bags, for that specific purpose.
Well, then, why don't you put them in the bag?
No problem. It's a cute top.
Like, later.
I need for you guys to put all of my crusty clothes inside of the bag.
It's about the bags and your boobs. Your boobs are as big as my head.
And that's one really big head.
As they push their cart, the football players brush past.
Excuse us.
Play like I play. I'm massive.
Don't mind us.
Scantily clad women follow the burly men.
Football players.
Excuse us.
A trim brown-haired guy smiles at Anne-Marie as he follows his teammates. Lena gives her a look.
What?
She grins as they push their cart away. Seen from below the ocean surface, the sun shines down, its shafts of light creating a sunburst shape on the rippling water. A pod of dolphins gracefully swims past. Anne-Marie's surfboard glides through the ocean.
Paddle, paddle, paddle!
Anne-Marie tows Eden, who lies on her own surfboard. They see the dolphins' fins breaking the surface.
Look at that! They're beautiful.
Later, they walk with their boards.
All right, next time you're paddling,
how about you take a sweet, luscious run right about now?
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. You can go for it, though.
You're the one in training, not me.
They enter their house.
You smell that?
Eden sets her board with a quiver of boards all bearing her name in stylized cursive.
Beer's gone.
She gazes into the fridge.
Damn it.
Penny! Pen! Pen!
She strides to her sister's room.
Penny?
Amidst rumpled sheets on a bare mattress, she finds an apple with a foil-lined hole in it. She sniffs it.
Frickin' pain in my royal ass!
Nighttime. A shirtless skater with dreadlocks does tricks on a halfpipe. Nearby, two partiers grind amidst a crowd. Anne-Marie's car pulls up. In the crowd of partiers, JJ dances with his face pressed to an older woman's cleavage as he holds a bottle in a brown paper bag. Anne-Marie strides into the party. In the packed crowd, women in crop tops grind their hips. Plastic cups sit on a foosball table as guys play. Anne-Marie squeezes between people dancing, her eyes searching the crowd. Drew's tattooed buddy spots her. He grabs her, dancing. She wriggles free. Drew tries to dance with her. Entering another room, Anne-Marie cranes her neck to scan the partiers. She gives an annoyed look as she spots Penny sitting on a couch between two guys with a drink cup in her hand. She strides over.
Penny, get up. Get up. We're going home. Come on.
I'm not
this
going
is not
anywhere.
This request. Get up.
Go away. Leave me alone.
No. Get up.
Leave me alone.
Penny, get up.
Get out of my face.
Not kidding.
Stop.
Anne-Marie grabs her wrist and drags her off the couch.
Get up. Get up.
They fall to the floor and Penny shoves her sister. Drew holds her back.
What do you think you let me alone?
Because I'm all you have, Penny. I'm all you have right now.
I don't care. You're the one who made Mom leave. You were screwing up all the time.
You know what? Fine.
You're gonna have some fun. Why don't you have some fun and hang out with me? Chill out.
Anne-Marie storms off. Drew rubs Penny's head.
We're over this. Turn the music up.
Drew eyes Penny, who plops back down on the couch. The guy beside her puts his arm around her. At home, Anne-Marie lies awake in bed, her face partially illuminated by moonlight. Blinking, she lifts her head off her pillow slightly. A shadow crosses over her face as Penny enters. The teen flops onto her bare mattress and drapes the edge of a sheet over herself, closing her eyes. Anne-Marie gazes at her sister for a moment, then settles her head back down on her pillow with a troubled expression. At the resort.
We should just send her to the military school.
Just shave her head, that'll send a message.
You guys are such hypocrites. We totally partied at her.
We did not. We were not 14.
More like 12.
Well, whose fault is that? I mean, you guys are supposed to be my examples.
Oh, what? Please.
Yeah, like we're the ones who forced you during freshman year to climb up the rain gutter at the Volcom House and steal their rum.
Oh,
shit.
Remember that?
Don't worry about it. I mean, we turned out fine, right?
Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
Entering a suite, she finds vomit on the floor.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Oh, that reeks. What is that?
What is that smell?
I'm not doing this.
What is the smell? Freaking nasty. That's what it is.
Oh, it reeks. This royally sucks right here.
Oh, Lena walks into the bathroom.
All right, let's just get started.
All right.
Oh, sick!
What?
Joining her, Anne-Marie peeks at the toilet, then turns away.
Oh, my God. Oh
Eden
God,
sees vomit all over the toilet.
I'm not cleaning it.
You have to do it. Let's
get it done.
I'm not cleaning it.
You gotta get it done. It's just the way
so
it is.
Sick.
They enter a trashed bedroom.
Let me make the bed, Lena.
Ugh. Football players are so nasty.
I mean, I don't even know where to start.
I think they could get away with anything.
Lena lifts her shoe.
Oh, sick!
What?
With a condom stuck to her sneaker, she hops on one foot, then sits, shaking her shoe. Wearing a rubber glove, Anne-Marie peels the condom from Lena's sole.
Oh, sick! Oh!
You know what?
Anne-Marie shakes her head.
That's it.
On a beach, bikini-clad women lie on deck chairs.
Come on, let's go snorkeling or something.
I am not snorkeling with this hair. You look great.
No, those masks leave the worst marks on your face, and there's like 100 people spitting them.
Anybody in room 215?
Anne-Marie walks past.
215, you ladies in 215?
Every Sunday.
Doing an interview, the trim brown-haired player pauses as he spots her.
215! No? Anybody in room 215 out in the water? Suite 215! Is it yours?
A burly football player dismounts his water pedal bike, falling down in the ocean. He shoves his hefty buddy, who also rides a pedal bike.
I'm at 215.
I think I won something.
He jogs to Anne-Marie.
I'm at 215. What I win?
Hi. I'm Anne-Marie. I'm the housekeeper of your room.
Leslie. Oh, Lord!
Oh, Lord! Oh.
You have a sec, Leslie?
Sure. Take all the time you want. Sugar worker.
Step one.
She holds up the condom.
Step two.
She wraps it in a tissue.
And step three.
She throws it out.
You got it? Thanks for your time, guys.
She walks off.
No problem. You got school by the main, homie. I'm on vacation.
You don't have to clean school,
but you don't have to clean your room when you're on vacation.
But you got school
by the main. But you don't have to clean your room when you on vacation.
The trim player watches Anne-Marie leave.
I'm on vacation.
Leslie chases his hefty friend in a laundry room.
It was gross. It was disgusting.
I don't care what they did. They are VIP. Pay the highest rate. They don't pay good money to be scolded by a housekeeper. You can pick up your last check next week. Surf's up, Anne-Marie.
They peed on the floor.
Nikki,
it was peed all over the curtain.
Please don't suspend me. We need the money.
I'm not suspending you. I'm firing you.
What?
Well, if she's fired, I quit.
Me too.
Fine.
You're seriously gonna fire all of us?
No, I'm firing you. They quit, so don't get any ideas about collecting unemployment.
The supervisor walks off.
You guys don't quit. We need to make rent.
Eden and Lena share a glance. Later, Anne-Marie runs along the ocean floor, leaning forward as she carries a large rock. She tows Eden, who holds onto her shoulders, and Lena, who holds Eden's ankles. Anne-Marie's feet kick up sand as she moves along the ridged ground. Sunlight filters down on their trails of bubbles. The rock drops to the sand, and the three swim to the surface.
You could have
stay down longer than that.
I'm tired of holding my breath, Eden.
Swimming to her surfboard, she sees Penny with Drew and his friends.
God, she just loves pissing me off. Look at her. She's not even out here to get waves. She just wants to get attention. What has she seen those guys anyway? They're such burnouts.
Same thing you did.
What?
Hot body and a nice cutback.
She's right. She's got a bad attitude. It's not who she is.
One of the guys gives Anne-Marie the finger. As she starts to paddle, an underwater view shows her friends following on their boards. A wave swells up behind Anne-Marie, and she catches it.
Asa, I got it! I'm on it!
One of Drew's buddies paddles for the same wave. Anne-Marie cuts back to avoid him, and he gives up. Another guy paddles for the wave.
Hey, I got it!
Anne-Marie cuts back again, spraying him with water. Drew paddles for the wave. Catching it, he stands. He rides directly in Anne-Marie's path. She cuts back to avoid him and falls off her board. He falls off as well. Anne-Marie tumbles underwater. Her board snaps in half and the front end breaks the surface. As the churning tube of water moves over them, Anne-Marie kicks Drew. She shoves his face away. Their heads break the surface. With the rear half of her board under one arm, Anne-Marie walks onto the sand and collects the other half. As she trudges off the beach, the trim brown-haired football player watches from the edge of the sand.
Can you glue it back together?
No.
Yeah, I was just driving by.
Okay.
Well, actually, the guy at the hotel told me where I could find you.
She marches past.
So that's pretty awesome, you know, surfing.
Right.
Hey, listen, I wanted to...
She jogs across a road.
Apologize for my friend back at the hotel. You know, Leslie's kind of messy, but when your ass is hanging out in the pocket, he's the guy you want protecting your backside. So, next time your ass is hanging back in the pocket, he's your guy.
I remember that.
Hey, what's up, Everett?
Hey, Brian,
how are
you
doing? Oh, you broke a board? That sucks.
Yeah.
I thought you're charging, though.
Something like that.
Hey, don't I know you?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you're that quarterback,
yeah,
right?
I play some football.
That's right, huh? My shoes, bro.
The football player looks down at his black sneakers with a silver design.
Thanks. Anyway, I was wondering if, you know, maybe you've taught anybody.
Taught anybody?
Yeah, how to surf.
No.
Well, you know, I've got some free time.
That's nice.
Well, I'd love to learn.
It's not easy.
I know, but it looks really fun out there.
You can get hurt.
I'm sure I could handle myself.
You know what? There's this guy, Rick. He'll set you up with a sponge board and some baby waves. He's gentle.
And you are?
Not.
Right.
Check it out.
Who's GQ, Jack?
Eden and Lena jog across the road, joining Anne-Marie at the car.
Hey, what was that all about?
I don't know. He wanted lessons or something?
Anne-Marie!
What?
Lessons? Money? We're broke?
Well, he didn't say anything about paying.
Well, did you ask?
Now the quarterback drives.
You guys going tonight? No. What time?
Go, go, go!
Anne-Marie pulls her car into the lane beside his SUV.
Hey. No, I'll try and make it. Hang on.
Hey!
What?
How much?
What?
How much?
A truck heads straight toward the car as it drives in the wrong lane. Anne-Marie hits the brakes and pulls back into the right lane. Lena glances at Anne-Marie.
Hurry up! Go get her, PJ! Come on!
The car pulls into the wrong lane again, driving beside the SUV.
Her lessons! How much?
I don't know! What's the going rate?
Lena mouths how much to Anne-Marie, who mouths 20?
20 bucks an hour!
20?
Lena turns to Anne-Marie, her brow furrowed. Anne-Marie mouths 15?
15?
The hotel charge is 150. I'll pay that.
Lena glances at her friends.
50 bucks for surf lessons, that's it, right?
What else are we talking about?
Got any friends?
Sure I do.
Woo!
Side by side, the two vehicles continue down the two-lane road. Now, a view of Penny in the car's rearview mirror shows her sulking.
What's with the face, Pen?
What face?
Don't worry, honey. It's just one afternoon. You'll still have plenty of time to get pregnant and go on welfare.
Good idea.
It'll be fun, Pen. We'll play rip off the tourists.
No, we're not ripping anyone off.
Anyone who pays $1,000 a night for a room is just begging to be ripped off.
I saw those guys walking to Tommy Bahama yesterday and dropped 4 G's on silk boxers.
Yeah, right.
How is that possible? It's underwear.
Yeah, those guys got money to burn. They play in the NFL. Are you kidding?
I don't care about the money. Anything is better than this.
They see the quarterback and his friends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. Let me out here, you guys.
Penny.
My best
friends would be hot, at least.
This is so embarrassing to be seen to.
Leslie rocks his hips as the car passes.
What's up, Leslie?
Hey guys, come on, it's 150 each.
Oh, God.
Whatever, it's surf lessons.
So this is what jocks look like?
$150.
Go suck the thing, Dad.
Wearing a floral sarong and a hibiscus flower behind one ear, Leslie playfully grabs Eden.
Come on, this is Lena and Eden. Memory.
Leslie extends his hand. Hey. He pulls it back jokingly as Lena goes to shake it.
Hey, how's it going, Matt? Nice to meet you.
This is my little sister, Penny.
Little mama, little surf baby.
He gives her the flower.
You're gonna surf in that?
Hell no. Nah. I'm gonna surf my da-da-da-da.
In your what?
My. Da-da-da-da!
He whips off the sarong to reveal tight swimming briefs.
You're wearing nut huggers.
Some might call them that. I call them nut containers. You're gonna teach me how to surf.
Later.
One, two, three, snap up!
Matt and his three beefy buddies practice jumping to their feet on surfboards lying in the grass.
Oh.
Leslie wobbles and Lena dances on a board. Now the group carries longboards to the water. A wave washes over Leslie's feet. He backs away. In a montage, the football players paddle on their boards, each with a surfer lying behind him. A man paddles a board with his dog on it. Eden and Lena push their students on their boards. A goateed player mimes using a phone as he rides in a seated position. Grinning, Penny helps Leslie, who clings to his board. Riding a wave, a man spins a girl over his back. Leslie and his goateed friend sit on their boards and push themselves with paddles. Catching a wave, Matt manages to get to one knee, then falls over. A little kid glances over as he successfully rides the same wave. The dog owner catches a wave with his companion lying in front of him.
There's a party over there.
The front of the board catches air and the dog falls off.
There's a party over here.
A surfer puts a woman on his shoulders as he rides a wave. Anne-Marie, Eden, and Lena all catch a wave on the same board. Penny gives Leslie's board a push. Leslie stands. Leslie raises his fist as he rides a wave. He lowers himself to his knees. Anne-Marie hugs her sister. The goateed guy flexes as he rides a wave on his knees. Leslie hugs Penny, then thrusts his pelvis. Catching a wave, Matt gets to one knee, then rises to his feet. He rides all the way to the shore, then steps off the board.
That was so good!
He paddles back out to Anne-Marie.
That was so good!
That was incredible! Whoa!
Are you psyched?
Yeah, totally. Let's go out and catch one of those big ones.
Up there? Okay, well, I'm sure you can handle it.
Yeah, definitely.
Matt falls off his board as he struggles to get past a breaking wave. Anne-Marie duck dives under it. He paddles wearily.
All right,
okay?
Emily, right there with you. Don't worry about me. I got this, master. I am a football player. Oh, shit!
A big wave breaks in front of them, and Matt's board shoots into the air as the white water crashes into him.
A couple more, you got it. Just a couple more waves.
He manages to stay on his board as he paddles over another broken wave. A wave crests in front of him.
Pig! Turtle, get under your board!
Rolling onto his back, Matt pulls his board on top of himself, and the wave washes over him.
Don't give up! Run! Paddle!
He charges on, pulling up beside Anne-Marie.
Here we go. Make it over this wave. Here we go. Paddle! Paddle!
Get out of the water!
There you go.
A surfer Trevor narrowly misses them as he rides the wave. Making it past the break, Matt sits up.
Are you okay?
Oh, man, that was intense.
I know, it's getting big out here. I sure don't want to go in.
No. I mean, are we safe out here?
Well, that depends what you think is safe. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty much.
Now the sun sits lower on the horizon.
How about this one here?
No, this one's not a wave.
Oh, almost. We'll get you one, Matt, I promise. Come on back.
Later.
Oh, man.
Just be patient, Matt. We'll get you one.
Anne-Marie! We're leaving!
Eden watches them from the beach.
Hey, sweetie, why don't you come over here and help me out a little bit? We're gonna need two of us to carry this one.
Maybe we should go in. It's getting late.
I'm not leaving until I catch one of these things. How about this one?
Okay, yeah, turn around, quick. Egg beat.
Matt swirls his feet in the water. Turning toward shore, he paddles. The wave swells up behind him.
Stand up.
Catching the cresting water's momentum, Matt stands. He rides along the face of the wave. Matt wobbles, then regains his balance. Under a night sky, Anne-Marie's car pulls up to the hotel's entrance.
Hi, welcome to the Lanikai.
No, that's right, I'm just dropping him off.
Whoa, wait, why don't you come in for a drink?
I'd love to, but I,
But what?
I have to get back to my side of the island, you know what I mean?
No. Why?
Because I'm in training.
Pipeline. Master.
Pipe master.
Well, tell you what, I've only got $40.
For what?
For you. For the lesson. But if you want to come up to my room, I'll give you the rest of it. The money.
Grinning, she shakes her head.
I would really like to do that, but, see those guys over there?
They see us heading up to your room. Half the island's gonna have us sleeping together by tomorrow morning, guaranteed.
Really?
It's Coconut Wireless, yeah.
That's very serious.
That's great, yeah.
Well, in that case, you wait here. I'll come right back with your mom.
All right, wait.
She puts her hands to her face.
I'll come up.
You sure? Okay, because I don't want to ruin your reputation or anything.
Thanks, don't worry about that.
All right.
Okay.
You go up the elevator, I'll go up the back way, so it's like inconspicuous.
It's sneaky, it's like James Bond.
Just shut up.
As Matt gets out of the car, Anne-Marie rests her head on her hand. Entering his suite, Matt glances around, then hastily collects a bunch of shoes in a corner and stows them in his closet. Meanwhile, Anne-Marie makes her way up a staircase.
Excuse me.
She passes a worker who shoots her a glance as he descends the stairs. In his suite, Matt shoves a hand down the front of his swim trunks, adjusting himself. He peers out the peephole and finds the corridor vacant. He checks again and sees Anne-Marie approaching. As she stops at the door and hesitates, Matt draws his head back, his brow furrowed. He looks through the peephole again. Anne-Marie briefly closes her eyes.
What the hell is she doing?
As Anne-Marie starts to leave, Matt opens the door.
Hey. Where are you going?
I didn't know if that was your room or not.
It's my room.
Yeah.
Come in.
Okay, thanks.
She steps past him into the suite. She surveys the area.
Looks different at night.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
She nods awkwardly.
I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, that's right.
I know where it is. Yeah. Thanks.
He rolls his eyes at himself, then clears a towel off a door handle and runs it into his bedroom. In the bathroom, Anne-Marie wipes her face with a towel, then folds it carefully. She hangs it on a rack and smooths it. Picking up a bottle of cologne, she sniffs her armpit. Moments later, she emerges and walks through the suite. She spots Matt in the bedroom closet, reaching up to a shelf.
What are you doing?
Just trying to...
He pulls out an envelope.
Find the money that I did.
What, from the maid?
Yeah, right.
He counts out $100 bills.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
That's way, way just...
Well, that's $1,000.
So I'll be here a week. That's $150 a day. So what I give myself a $50 discount for paying up front.
Are you trying to buy me?
No. I just don't want to lose you.
He steps closer, and she wraps her arms around him as they kiss. He lifts her tank top off, then continues kissing her.
Can I ask you a really weird question?
Yeah.
Are you wearing my cologne?
Uh-huh.
It smells good, honey.
He pulls at the string of her bikini top.
You should probably get that.
He keeps pulling the string as he walks away.
Hey, sweetheart. Are you feeling better? Yeah, no, I tried to call earlier, but no one was there. Yeah, I miss you, too. It's been hectic.
He holds up a finger.
Listen, let me call you back, all right?
Anne-Marie all right. Ties her bikini top and puts on her shirt.
I love you, too. All right, bye. Sorry.
Guess that's why they have that no fraternization rule.
What do you mean?
Management gets called from my irate wife wondering why maid is in husband's room at 2 a.m.
That's not my wife.
Wife, girlfriend, boyfriend.
No, really, it's not my wife. Look, it's my niece, actually. My sister's daughter, Rebecca. There she is.
He holds out a photo.
So. Well, I swear.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Anyway, sorry about that. It's just kind of strange with the time difference and all.
I should probably go. It's getting late.
All right. So we have a surf lesson tomorrow?
Definitely.
All right.
Okay.
They kiss.
Bye.
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 He watches her leave. Now Anne-Marie hurries up some stairs and crosses the hotel's lobby. Later, her car pulls up outside her house. As rain falls, Anne-Marie walks into the house and kicks off her flip-flops. She sets her keys down, then does a double take as she sees plates on a small table. She heads over and clears them.
I thought you were just giving them lessons.
I did.
Yeah, and what?
Penny didn't finish her homework.
You weren't here to help me.
Guys, she's got to do her homework.
Don't give us shit because you were out there working it.
Shut up.
Don't deny it.
You were working it like a rib without the sock.
She slaps Anne-Marie's rear.
Ow! Well,
what happened?
Oh, my God. Nothing. Oh, sure. Tell me what happened.
No.
Did you get some play, huh?
We kissed for like 2 seconds. It wasn't a big deal.
I'm sure you didn't. How much am I supposed to buy that
God,
for?
What else did you do for?
I don't know.
Seriously.
What else? Come on.
Here, this will pay the bills.
She gives Eden the money.
There's like $1,000 here. I feel like you're pimp.
You must know how to kiss, huh? Or you must know how to do something else.
You're going to bed now.
In the kitchen, Anne-Marie spreads mayonnaise on a slice of bread.
What's up?
Eden sits on a counter.
Look, I hate to be the buzzkill here, but the contest is in a week. And I just don't think that it's time.
I know. But I did promise him another lesson tomorrow.
Can't you just blow him off?
No.
Why not?
Because he already paid me.
Exactly.
Eden.
She puts bologna on the bread.
Well, I wanted to rent a jet ski tomorrow. Put you into some size. Get you ready for pipe.
All right, well, I'll meet you at the lunch at 4.
Why not earlier?
Anne-Marie cuts the crust off her sandwich.
I'll meet you there as soon as I can.
As she brushes her hands off, Eden gives an annoyed look.
Where are we going again?
A little spot where the hotel does not tell the tourists about.
The next day, Anne-Marie speeds Matt's SUV onto a dirt road. 3 surfboards lie strapped to the roof.
Oh, my God, you drive like you surf.
I drive like I wish I surfed.
The road dead ends on a slope overlooking the ocean.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I used to come here as a kid.
I've been dreaming about surfing all night.
Ah, Minnesota's got surf still, huh?
Oh, yes.
Out on the water, they paddle for the same wave. They both stand, and Anne-Marie steps from her board to his. The wave dies out. As the board sinks, Anne-Marie lets herself fall off. In a montage, they try again, falling off Matt's board. On their fourth try, Anne-Marie leaps onto Matt's board, standing in front of him. Holding hands, they ride a small wave. Matt crouches lower, and Anne-Marie sidesteps toward the tip of the board. The blazing sun silhouettes them as they lose momentum and drop off the board. Later, Anne-Marie lies on her back on her board while Matt leans on his. They float in calm water.
How many sisters you got, Minnesota?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Really?
You're the only boy?
Yep.
Well, that explains it then.
Explains what?
That's why you're not intimidated by women.
Yeah.
Why is that funny?
Because I'm scared shitless of women. My sisters would beat me on a regular basis. See, look. See how I can't extend my finger?
Yes.
Because my sister Dana broke it when I was 8. Just because I wouldn't get out of her room. Because it's broken that way, when I throw the football, it gives it a nice little zip.
A nice little touch?
Exactly.
He looks toward the shore.
I think we got company.
She sees Drew and his buddies walking onto the beach.
Do you know those guys?
Yeah, I do. Gotta go.
Really?
Yeah. Prepare to get vibed. This place is
kahoot. That means off limits to you, Holly. As they paddle to the beach, the group of guys watches. Anne-Marie and Matt pick up their boards and head past them.
What's up, guys?
This is a local spot.
What's up with this,
yeah,
Holly?
Yeah, and I'm a local.
He's not.
What's up, Holly
Drew's
boy?
Back off.
We grew
I'll
here.
You, guys.
You flew here.
It's not his fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you doing on our beach, Holly boy?
You don't live here? You don't serve
Drew, we'll
here.
Be out of here in like 5
this
seconds.
This is a local spot. Hey, this place is for the boys.
This guy over here, Anne-Marie. What's up with that?
Why don't you just relax, brah?
Brah?
Drew?
What you telling me, brah?
Yes.
From
Drew.
He shoves Matt.
You want some of this?
Drew, stop it.
He pushes
stop
her away.
Don't touch her.
Drew,
I got his wallet.
Up.
We're out of here. Let's go serve.
Drew shoves Matt back against the SUV.
Protect you, Holly boy.
Just stay in the car. Seriously, stop it. Walk away. Seriously, stop it. Why do you have to be like this?
Drew pushes Anne-Marie and his buddy.
Don't touch her.
What are you going to
do?
Matt slugs Drew in the face. Drew slams Matt into the SUV. As he holds the quarterback in a headlock, one of his buddies kicks Matt in the stomach.
Drew!
Kick him again!
As Matt punches Drew's flank, Anne-Marie frees herself.
Both of you, get in the car! Stop!
She separates them.
Get in the car! Stop it! Stop! Get in the car! Stop it! Get in the car! Just get in the car.
What?
She turns to Drew.
You're an asshole.
I do what I do best. Relax, bro.
Kick his ass.
What?
Kick his ass.
You.
Kick his ass.
Nice meeting you guys.
Go back to the main line.
The tattooed guy gives a vulgar gesture as Anne-Marie drives Matt off. Meanwhile, Eden sits on the edge of a dock with a jet ski bobbing in the water beside her.
This is bullshit.
Later, on the phone.
Fellas, you expected to make it back in time?
I rented a jet ski.
Eden, I know. I'm sorry. I said I was sorry 100 times.
Whatever. She's good, man.
Hello.
Anne-Marie glances at the phone.
What'd she say? She's messing up, man.
In Matt's suite, Anne-Marie hangs up. Past open doors, Matt sits in a jacuzzi, his arms resting along the edge. Anne-Marie heads over.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, we'll be okay.
She sits at the jacuzzi's edge.
I can see why the tourists here never leave their hotels.
Oh, don't say that. That's not real Hawaii. They're just crazy. They're so protective of their land, their waves, especially.
And their women.
He pulls her into the water and moves closer.
What?
I'm glad I'm here.
As they make out, the water bubbling around them, a view of the ocean shows a wave curling with a full moon behind it. The moon becomes the sun, shining amber light across the sky as the wave crashes. In the hazy morning light, photographers and spectators gather on a dune. Out in the water, surfers crowd the lineup. One does an aerial trick. In Matt's suite, Anne-Marie lies asleep in bed, a sheet draped over her with a bare shoulder and bare leg visible. Matt kisses her cheek and she awakes.
I have to go to practice.
Get
up. No. Sleep in.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
As he leaves, she closes her eyes again. A candle flickers behind her. She grabs the phone. In bed, Lena stirs, then lifts her head from her pillow. She picks up the phone.
Hello?
Lena, it's me.
Hey. Where are you?
Don't worry about it.
You're at his room, huh?
This is none of your business. Listen, I just want to make sure Penny gets to school, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. What happened?
I will tell you everything.
Come on, little hooch.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
All right.
Bye.
Returning the phone to the nightstand, Anne Marie settles back into bed, closing her eyes. Now, bright sunlight bathes the room, glinting off an ice bucket with a champagne bottle inside. Anne Marie wakes up and rolls onto her back. By the other side of the bed, candles flicker on the nightstand. Anne Marie notices an open room service menu beside her with a note that reads, "Your mission, spend as much as you can. Hotel needs cash so they can give maids a raise." At the bottom of the note sits a heart with an M.
Room service, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order some breakfast, please.
Of course, Mrs. Tallman. What can I get you?
The blueberry waffles.
She smiles slightly. Now she dives into a pool and swims along the bottom. Later she showers, seen from behind through a glass wall as fog clouds it. Later still, she wears a plush robe as she eats waffles and blueberries. As she wipes her mouth, Lena and Eden enter.
Well, aloha! Look at you, little Miss Princess!
Yeah.
So the glass slipper fit, huh?
I even went in the pool.
Shut up! You're so irritating!
Well, it's not my fault. He abducted me and forced me to eat blueberry waffles.
Blueberry waffles? Where?
Outside.
Nice.
Lena heads over. As Eden strips the bed, Anne Marie joins her and pulls back a sheet.
What are you doing?
Helping.
Why? You're not a maid anymore.
Come on, Eden. Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad.
She forces a smile.
This is so good. You didn't save me any whipped cream, though.
Eden finds Anne Marie's bikini top.
Some guy thinks you look hot in a bikini and you forget all about the contest.
That's not fair. And you know it. Champagne? How cheesy are you?
Shut up. I'm not mad. It's just, I happen to know that you kick ass out there. And you worked very hard to get to where you are.
I know.
Pipe is in 3 days. Every single sponsor is here. And it's just you and one other girl out there.
I know. I got it. Okay?
People would kill to be in your shoes.
I got it.
She meets Eden's gaze and her friend lowers her eyes.
Hey, listen to me. Contest comes first. Nothing changes that.
Forking up food, Lena grins at Eden, who corks a smile at Anne Marie. Now, a jet ski bounces over the top of a breaking wave, heading out past it, with Eden driving and Anne Marie behind her. The pair waits at the edge of a break, watching a wave curl over and crash down in a violent billow of water. A little later, Eden nods at Anne Marie, who holds a tow line. As Eden speeds off, she pulls Anne Marie to a standing position on her surfboard. Wearing a long-sleeved rash guard with her feet strapped into her board, the blonde bends her knees slightly as she glides over the water. Eden turns, pulling Anne Marie in front of a rising wave. The water swells behind them, then peaks and starts to break, the churning water surging after the surfer. Anne Marie watches the wave break right. As Eden glances over her shoulder at her, the blonde releases the tow line. She crouches, riding down the face of the wave. Now, Anne Marie snaps a top turn and glides down a wave. Watching from behind the break, Eden sees her catching air. An aerial view shows Anne Marie speeding along a wave. She rides on the lip, then snaps down the face. She pops over the back of the wave right before it crashes down. Eden follows her. A little later, Anne Marie rises out of the water again, holding Eden's tow line. The jet ski bounces as it speeds Anne Marie in front of another wave. Eden points to the water swelling up behind Anne-Marie.
56, 56, right there!
She pulls Anne-Marie along the face of the left breaking wave. It crests above the surfer, towering at over 5 times her height. She releases the tow line. Anne-Marie glides down the mountain of water, glancing at the curl as it crashes beside her in turbulent billows. Eden grins as she glances over her shoulder at her friend. Anne-Marie crouches low, trying to stay ahead of the churning water of the broken wave, which speeds toward the shore right on her heels. The white water engulfs her, and she wipes out. Eden turns the jet ski and jumps it over an unbroken section of wave. Standing, she scans the water. Spotting Anne-Marie's head bobbing above the surface, she guns it, catching air as she races over. Eden extends her hand as she nears.
Get on! Get on! Come on, we gotta get out of here. I got you!
Anne-Marie climbs onto the tow-in sled behind the jet ski.
No! Run! Run it! Get out of here!
Oh, shit!
A wave tumbles over them.
Bam!
It washes Anne-Marie off the sled. Eden dives off her jet ski just before it tips. Hurtling towards shore, the wave carries the jet ski in its churning water. Anne-Marie and Eden twist and turn below the surface, the waves swirling above them. An aerial view shows the jet ski floating in calmer water. Eden surfaces. Anne-Marie's head appears above water. Glancing around, Eden spots the jet ski and swims over. Anne-Marie follows suit. She drags herself onto the sled as Ian mounts the jet ski.
You all right?
Where were you?
Right behind you. I couldn't get in without getting crushed.
You whipped me in way too deep and you need to kick out earlier.
Okay, are we done with our excuses now?
I want to go in.
We'll rest for a minute.
I don't want to get some rest. I almost freaking died out there.
You did not almost die. You were under for like 5 seconds. Stop being such a Barbie.
What did you say to me? What? A Barbie? What is your problem?
Look, all I'm saying is that if you can't handle this, there's no way you're gonna be ready for the Pipe Master.
Then you go! You're so friggin' ballsy, Eden, you go!
I can, I wasn't invited. I don't know what the hell you want from me.
You know what I want from you is to get your own life and stop living through me! Get your own dreams!
She dives off the back of the sled and swims off.
So that's it? You're gonna go run off and be bro-ho, huh?
At least I have someone that's interested in me!
Eden makes a snide face, mocking Anne-Marie, then drives after her.
Why does this seem so familiar, huh? Run away when things get tough. I'm stressed out! I think I'm gonna ditch my kid and run away with some guy I just met in California! Sounds a little bit too familiar.
Leave me alone!
Like mother, like daughter.
Shut up!
That's what you're gonna do? You're just gonna quit?
Get on my face, Eden!
You're gonna prove these guys right? Assholes who think that you can't serve five because you don't have the ball!
I guess so, then, because I quit. I quit!
You're not a quitter, you're just scared.
Anne-Marie stops swimming, her back to Eden, who leans sideways to try to look at her. Now, Matt opens his suite's door to find Anne-Marie outside.
Hey!
She fights tears.
Oh my God, what's wrong?
He embraces her, pressing his lips to her head.
Okay.
At home, Lena and Penny play a surfing video game.
Wow, Michelle Ballard rips.
I'll close
it down.
Sorry, Michelle.
Eden enters.
Where's Emery?
Who cares? Let me play.
Hey, it's my turn.
Your feet.
She sets the video game surfer up for a snap. Now, a female surfer performs a snap. At the resort, Matt and Anne-Marie get massages side by side. As Anne-Marie stares off, flashes show female surfers performing various maneuvers.
Sounds a little bit too familiar.
Sounds a little bit too familiar.
A wave curls over one of the surfers.
What you gonna do? This is your dream. This is what you were born to do.
Another surfer sprays water as she carves.
Don't throw it away on the sky.
A surfer in a pink bikini glides along a wave.
You're not quitting, you're just scared.
I'm gonna be the best surfer in the world.
And it's just you. It's just one other girl. One other girl. It's just you. One other girl out there.
Matt puts his hand on Anne-Marie's arm, and she touches his fingers. In a time-lapse view of a beach, the sun sets as waves rapidly wash ashore. The last trace of light disappears, leaving only darkness. Daytime. At home, Lena plays a guitar. In the bathroom, Anne-Marie adjusts a black dress, its low cut dipping below her cleavage. She grabs a towel rack as she puts on shoes. It breaks.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Wow, you look...
What?
Where'd you get that?
What?
The dress.
From a store.
He bought it?
Yes, he bought it. So what?
So? I can see your boobs.
Great.
I think she looks beautiful.
Thank you.
She looks the way he wants her to look.
Like Baywatch Barbie.
Penny, shut up.
Is he gonna buy you implants,
Penny,
too?
I just can't do this right now, okay?
Man, that girl could rip.
Eden watches a video of a young girl surfing.
Who is that?
You. That was the first time you beat me at the Menehune contest in Haleiwa. You were such a cocky little shit. I was talking all that trash and how you would be number one. I was so pissed at you. Because I knew you would be. All talented and shit. The boys were spinning. Remember that? They had to throw up some bullshit rule barring you from the boys' contest.
She grins at Anne-Marie, then looks away, her smile fading.
I'm gonna be late.
He's leaving in a few days with a tan. And what are you gonna be left with? A pair of shoes?
Anne-Marie blinks sullenly at Eden, then walks off. With a sigh, Eden returns her attention to the video and watches the young Anne-Marie receive a trophy. At a luau at the resort, a player's fiancé shows off her engagement ring.
I want it platinum,
but... At least it's an 8.
It is?
It better be. You said it was. 1.5.
Everybody think I'm sexy. I'm the sexiest line.
You ain't sexy.
You don't know. You hear what I heard?
Tiffany and Barry. Tiffany. Then you always get it.
An extra little sum-sum, a little love in one night. Maybe then,
and then you get yourself a little upgrade.
Anne-Marie's car pulls up to the resort, and a valet opens the door.
Good evening, miss. Welcome to the lounge.
Jimmy, are you kidding me? It's me. It's Anne-Marie.
Holy shit, you look insane.
Thank you.
All right.
Anne-Marie approaches Matt at the entrance, the slit up the front of her dress allowing a brief view of her legs. She gives an embarrassed grin.
Wow. You look...
Weird.
No. No, gorgeous.
Really?
He kisses her.
Let's go show you off.
He checks her out again. Later, women in coconut bikini tops, leis, and short sarongs shake their hips rapidly as they perform Polynesian dances on a stage. The football players and their dates sit at long tables, some watching the dancers.
Okay, now it's time for a few of you lucky men to learn how to do the Tahitian hula. Do we have any volunteers?
Oh, hell yeah! Oh, hell yeah.
Some intelligent men, some men of science.
Here we go.
Come on.
All right, wish me luck.
Let's loosen up.
A handful of guys, including Matt and Leslie, get on stage. They thrust their hips and dance around as the luau dancers shake their hips. As Matt tries to copy a dancer, Anne-Marie grins. She closes her eyes briefly, then looks away, her smile fading. She stares off with a pensive expression. Leslie grabs a microphone. Anne-Marie's expression turns gloomy and she leaves the table. Leslie bends down to two dancers, shaking rears. Inside the hotel, Anne-Marie enters a restroom. She watches two women leave, then closes herself in a stall. The view below the stall door shows her hiking up her dress and sitting on the toilet. She makes a call.
What are we supposed to do?
who knows anything about Windex or Common in our house is Carmen.
You're
not
right.
Me.
You're right. Seriously, guys, I hope she doesn't think he's gonna marry her.
Of course she does. Prince Charming coming to save her from the toilet.
And get some of that $10 million a year.
The players dates Primpet Amir.
Matt and the maid.
Anne-Marie eavesdrops.
Did you guys check out that dress? Hello.
God, where does she think she's going anyway? The prom?
You guys, I thought her shoes were totally cute.
Trust me on this. He made her up. The whole Matt Tolman makeover. Did you see the shoes, the dress, the bracelet?
It's classic.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys remember the Denny's waitress?
Oh, Anne-Marie removes her shoes.
She was from Denny's. I knew she looked familiar.
Matt loves to slum. That's just how he is.
Exiting the stall, Anne-Marie approaches them.
He likes those cheap
Barbie.
Here. They're all yours.
She hands her shoes to the admirer and walks off.
Oh, my God.
Another date joins them.
Oh, my God. Was that just her?
Oh, it was.
She was
outside.
Our dancer tonight is Chief. What's your name?
Lancy, but everybody call me Poo Daddy.
Aloha, Chief Poo Daddy.
Wearing a grass skirt, a coconut bikini top, a palm frond crown, and a lei, Leslie thrusts his hips as he moves toward a dancer. Now back at his seat, Matt spots Anne-Marie striding off. He hurries after her as she rushes onto the beach.
Anne-Marie, where are you going? Anne-Marie, stop.
She marches into the water.
What the?
He takes off his shoes. She dives underwater and swims along the sandy bottom. Fully clothed, Matt wades in after her.
Anne-Marie.
As she surfaces, he swims out to her.
Anne-Marie. What the hell are you doing?
I don't know, Matt. What am I doing? The other day, when I was ordering room service, the guy on the phone called me Mrs. Holman, and I didn't correct him. Because for a minute, I liked the way it sounded. And I was just wondering if the Denny's waitress felt the same.
He rolls his eyes.
Listen.
You know what? I'm fine, okay? I know what I am, and I'm fine with it.
What? Who are you?
I'm the maid you slept with on vacation. I'm the great story you tell when someone asks you how you learned how to surf.
You don't trust anybody, do you?
Can I? Can I trust you?
To do what? I mean, what do you want?
What do I want? Oh my God. I want Penny to quit smoking and to go to college. I want to be able to pay the phone and the electricity and the rent all in the same month. I want a girl to be on the cover of Surf magazine, and that would be great if that girl were me, but any girl would do. And I wish my mom would come home. And I really, really want to win Pipe Masters tomorrow. That's what I want.
We'll do it.
Matt, you don't understand, okay? Pipe is the heaviest wave in the world, okay? You don't just get work there. You die. People die there. And what happens when I paddle out and I don't take off in a single wave? Because I don't care if I make a fool out of myself, but I do not want to embarrass my family. And that's what Lena and Eden and Penny are. They're my family.
She squeezes her eyes shut and dips her face in the water.
Just tell me what to do, please.
You want me to tell you what to do?
Yes.
You know what to do.
No, Matt, I honestly don't.
Just be the girl I met on the beach.
Who? Who was she?
A girl who'd never ask a guy what to do.
Under his earnest gaze, she blinks at him, then averts her eyes thoughtfully. the next day.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Pipe Masters here at the Bonsai Pipeline on the north shore of Oahu. You're going to be watching women's surfing history today as these girls take on the deadliest wave in the world. Imagine the Niagara Falls dumping in 2 feet of water over hard rock lava with razor-sharp reef and underwater caves.
It's going to be a smacking 20 feet. So good luck to all the ladies competing today.
Eden drives the others.
They may be the best in the world, but they're going to have their hands full today. If you're going down to watch, it's not a day for a dip
Emery,
in the water. Beaches are
you all right?
Tall swimmer, mm-hmm. And don't even think about turning.
Eden pulls over.
You guys get out here. I'll go find some parking.
Pretty much an impossible score at this point. She's way behind, but she's still going to try and put it on the line. Looks like she's going for this one.
A surfer wipes out.
Oh, she broke her board. Now, any day at Pipeline, it's critical, but today, one false move and the consequences could be disastrous. More surfers have died here than any other spot on the planet combined. This is the first time the girls have gotten to compete at Pipeline.
Anne-Marie gazes out at the powerful waves.
Every sponsor, talent scout, the entire surf media are looking to find the next surf sensation. You get one good ride here today, and you'll put yourself on the surfing map. So out there all by herself is Lynette McKenzie, now that Megan's on the beach with a broken board. She's in on a nice one. She's coming in.
A surfer stands but wipes out as she drops down the wave's face. Anne Marie approaches a registration table.
Thanks, Kara.
Good luck, Lane.
Thanks, I could use it.
Are you here for the competition?
Oh, are you a volunteer?
She's a competitor.
Okay, you need to sign this release form?
As Anne Marie signs, Lena reads over her shoulder.
Case of death or dismemberment.
Thank you. You'll be in Heat 4 with Kate Skerritt. You can go ahead and wait in the competitors area. Thank you. Good luck.
Good night.
Anne Marie takes a rash guard from the woman, then heads to a tent with Penny and Lena.
Oh my gosh. There's Kate Skerritt. She kills it at Pipe. And there's Rochelle Ballard. She's queen of backdoor. Oh my gosh, Lane Beach.
I know.
Is world champion.
They are. What? You're good. I'm just saying. They're
like really good.
Meanwhile, Eden backs into a car as she parks.
Shit.
A truck almost hits two beachgoers running across the road. Matt pulls up.
Hey!
What's up,
man?
What up, girl? Where's parking around here?
Anywhere, I guess. Whatever you can find.
Looks like she's going on this one.
A surfer tumbles off her board.
Hey. Hey, Anne-Marie. Look what I found.
Matt and Leslie join her.
Hey. He's driving by. What's up, surfer girl? Do the damn thing.
Shit.
Shielding his eyes, Leslie watches a towering wave rise up.
Be alert out there. Super clean west-northwest swell. Pipe and back door are both open.
Yeah, just be patient. Don't get too anxious. It's four wave sets with 20 second intervals. Take your time.
Don't take the first wave of the set. Third wave looks the best.
Here comes Kennelly, taking off. Steep drop. Makes the bottom turn.
She's fierce, man.
She's covered up.
The barrel closes over Kiala.
Oh, she makes it out.
I'm way out of my league.
Hey, no worries. Just go out there and have fun.
Fun.
She watches a wave curl down over a competitor. Now she waxes her board.
Up next, from Wollongong, Australia, we have Kate Skerritt in red. She's a goofy foot which favors her at Pipeline, loves charging big waves, and has taken first place in another barrel left-hander, Tahiti. Surfing against her, we have wildcard entry Anne-Marie Chadwick, a former junior NSSA champion who dropped out of the competitive circuit after a near-drowning incident at this very spot just 3 years ago. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Anne-Marie and Kate race into the water with their boards. As they paddle out, a wave peaks in front of them and they both duck dive underneath. They shoot up on the backside of the churning tube of water, sunlight bathing their faces. As she resumes paddling, Anne-Marie glances at Kate, who stares straight ahead with a determined look. From the beach, Lena watches anxiously beside Penny. Side by side, the women glide gracefully through the water.
We've got 20-minute heats today with a top four wave scoring. Wave selection is critical. If you pick the wrong wave, wipe out, get caught inside, well, the currents are fierce today. You can spend the rest of your heat just trying to get
How's
back
going?
Into the lineup.
Good.
Nice set approaching. We've got good sets out the back. We have really good consistency with swell today. It's on the rise. We're probably going to get up to about 15 to 20 feet. Kate Scarrett's going on this one. She's paddling, gets to her feet. Solid bottom turn.
Kate surfs under the curl.
Look at that. Hit. She's setting her line, racing to make it out. Riding the shoulder.
The barrel closes in on Kate.
Traveling. Oh, she didn't quite get around that last time. She went down. She'll get some kind of score for it.
A judge fills out a scorecard.
Looks like it's a 4.1 that came in on the board. Mark Pearl's checking on her. Looks like she's okay. Doesn't need a ride, she can power back out. So Chadwick all alone by herself out there, yet to even score a ride.
Anne-Marie starts to paddle.
Go,
she's headed for
paddle.
Her first ride.
A wave swells up beneath her. Anne-Marie flashes to hitting her head on the reef. She pulls out of the wave. Eden pinches the bridge of her nose.
Wave. Not gonna get any more like that.
What a waste of wind.
Shoot, she should have gone. That one opened up perfectly.
When you're out there all alone,
you can do it, girl.
You just psych yourself out. Chadwick, we'll have to wait.
Oh, baby, what are you doing?
Now, Kate Scarrett coming into one of the best waves of the day. Oh, look at this wave. The bomb. Oh, a little over 10 and goes down. It sucks up over the ball.
As the wave curls, it takes Kate's surfboard with it, then crashes it down in the water. Kate tumbles below the surface. Anne-Marie puts a hand to her mouth. A blast of white water shoots out from the barrel.
Hope she's okay out there. Kate Scarrett down. There's a water control right there. Pick up, gets her on the sled, out of harm's way.
Hang on.
A man on a jet ski tows Kate on a rescue sled.
Okay, everybody, as the ski comes up on the beach, please give them some room. The water patrol needs some space to work. Kate Scarrett has gone down on that last wave. They're carrying the backboard down. This isn't good.
Quick,
we need Dr. Leland Dow to report to the medical tent. Leland Dow, please report to the medical tent. They're moving down here.
Watching the water patrol carry Kate off on a backboard, Anne-Marie presses her lips tightly. She looks toward the horizon and sees a set of waves approaching. She paddles. Glancing over her shoulder, she sees the first wave in the set right behind her. As the wave peaks underneath her, Anne-Marie gets to her feet.
Sets her rail, makes the drop textbook. Oh, it's setting up perfectly. Look at that beautiful wave.
Anne-Marie glides through the barrel.
She should get a nice score for this one. High enough to take her into the next round.
Drew and his buddies watch with odd expressions. As the curl closes in around Anne-Marie, water crashes over her. She loses her balance and wipes out. A view through the narrowing tube shows her hand flailing. Two girls watch from the beach.
Oh, she got so worked.
Anne-Marie's board pops into view, tumbling in the white water. Below the surface, her leash catches around some coral. It anchors her underwater as she tries to swim upward. Bubbles and churning water obscure her view. The jet ski driver whips around and bobs over a broken wave, heading out to her. Anne-Marie's hand stretches down toward her leash's cuff around her ankle, mere inches from her fingers. As Lena and Penny watch worriedly, Anne-Marie's surfboard tombstones, its nose bobbing above the surface. Anne-Marie struggles with water rushing above her.
I don't see her.
Down, where is
she?
Man, is she all right?
Where is
she?
Come up, Anne-Marie. Come on.
Drew and his friends wear anxious looks. Finally reaching the cuff, Anne-Marie frees herself and swims upward, her face strained. The ocean turns a lighter blue as she nears the surface.
Get
With her head above water, she glances around and sees a massive wave crashing down in front of her. She submerges right before the water smashes her. Lena puts her hands to her mouth. Underwater, Anne-Marie curls her legs to avoid the churning tube. As a view from the beach shows the broken wave's white water tumbling like an avalanche, an underwater view shows it rolling away from Anne-Marie. She surfaces. Another wave crashes down in front of her, and she submerges again, getting caught in the turbulent current.
Anne-Marie's taking a heavy beating out there.
Eden bites her lip as she watches the roiling water. Anne-Marie's head emerges. Through a blurry view, she sees the jet ski driver reaching out as he approaches.
Grab my head! Got you, hang on!
He helps her out of the frothing water and onto the sled. As he speeds off, Anne-Marie's board washes onto rocks.
Not that she probably cares right now, but the judges' score have just come in and rewarded her a 4.6 for the last ride, which will move her into the next round over Scarab.
The jet ski reaches the beach.
Anne-Marie, are you okay? Anne-Marie, are you all right?
She's gonna be all right.
I think so.
Now a chiropractor cracks Anne-Marie's neck as she lies in the medical tent.
Gonna put some ice on it.
He wraps an ice pack in a towel.
Lift your head.
Assisting her, he places the ice under her neck.
Just lay there and relax for a minute.
As Anne-Marie stares off, her face melancholy, Matt approaches.
Hey.
She looks over.
You tell me to be the girl on the beach right now, I'm gonna kick your ass.
He sits on the edge of her treatment table.
How are you feeling?
I've been better.
My first NFL game, I got blindsided by Warren Sapp. And I'll tell you, I've never been hit so hard in my life. I just lay there praying that something was broken so I wouldn't have to get up and finish the game.
You think I'm faking it right now?
No. I know you got rocked out there. Just like I did. But Leslie sat me down, said that was the hardest I'd ever be hit, and that I would regret not going back in. So I went back in.
And you won the game.
No, actually, we lost. And I got my ass kicked.
She manages a smile.
But there's this one beautiful pass. One perfect spiral right into Omar's fingertips. A touchdown.
Gazing off, he smiles wistfully.
Look, I can't talk you into going back out there. It seems crazy. But I know how good you are, and I know how much this means to you. I just don't want you to spend your life wondering what could have been.
As she looks away, he studies her pensive face. She swallows hard.
Heads up on the beach, people. Scanner approaching. Hey, everybody, we have a set out the back. Watch your kids. Watch your belongings. The water is coming over the berm. It's dangerous out there. The water patrol already has their hands full, so we'd appreciate it if you just back up. Here today, we have a rising swell, so...
Matt exits the medical tent and sees Drew and his tattooed friend approaching.
Hey guys, look, this is really not a good time, all right?
Can we get a picture?
What?
Can we get a picture? See, we're working with chicks over here. They think you're some kind of great hockey player or something like that.
You're kidding.
No joke, man. I just want to get this thing done. Hit up.
He puts his arm around Matt.
Yeah, great. Sorry, my pits stink, but that's just the way
right.
It goes.
Okay, let's go. Right here. Smile, you're on vacation.
Hey, this way.
Bluff your bangs up a little bit. A little bit more attitude in there.
Beautiful.
All right, great.
Matt glances over his shoulder and sees Anne-Marie with her board.
You going back out there?
Yep.
It's just a stupid contest. Not worth getting hurt.
You're fine.
Hey.
What?
Be careful.
Anne-Marie grins.
Yeah.
That sounds the start of the next heat. So, Chadwick's pretty much got our hands full this next round. We have Kella Kennelly from Hawaii, she's a charger. She'll go on anything. She goes like the men out here.
Paddling out side by side, the two surfers duck dive under a wave.
There's a bit of a paddle battle going on out there. looks like Chadwick and Penelope are just paddling for the peak. Chadwick's got the inside position as a big set approaches. Looks like she's going to get the first wave.
Come on.
This paddle battle is really about who's going to get the first wave. So Chadwick in position, heading for the first wave. Starts to paddle. She's going for it. Oh, she pulls back. Penelope's wide open. She's after the wave.
Sitting on her board, Anne-Marie waits as her opponent takes the wave.
Time again, man.
Kiala surfs down the face of the wave, then glides along the trough, turning to get under the peak as it curls. She crouches as she rides through the barrel. Anne-Marie glances toward the open water, then starts to paddle as Kiala emerges from the tube.
She's out, making it look so easy. But folks, it's not easy out there. So Chadwick starts to paddle. She paddles for it. Doesn't quite get it.
The wave rolls under Anne-Marie.
You waste the wave.
As the swell curves into a clean barrel, Anne-Marie grits her teeth.
That's gotta hurt. No, you need a score. You're going up against one of the best surfers in this event, and you don't go.
Kiala paddles back out.
Plenty of time being allowed here for Emily to get back in position, and she's paddled right inside of Chadwick. And she's looking to catch her next wave.
Kiala stands as a wave rises underneath her. She glides down its face. Spray blows back from the curling water, showering Anne-Marie. Kiala rides through another clean barrel, the water arcing over her head. As the tube narrows, Kiala emerges from it.
Kiala Kennelly, hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Kiala Kennelly, a great tube ride out here at the pipeline. Kiala's pretty much got sacked. I mean, she goes like the men out here. For some reason, Chadwick has yet to even ride away. I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know if she's just psyching herself out or if Kiala's just putting it to her.
Kiala paddles back out and stops beside Anne-Marie, sitting on her board.
What are you doing?
What?
You gonna take a wave or are you just gonna sit there like a buoy? Look, you're never gonna catch a wave sitting all the way over here in the channel. Why don't you follow over to the peak, actually get you into one, give the crowd something to cheer about. Let's get you a wave. Come on.
Anne-Marie paddles after her.
All right, follow me into the lineup, and I'm gonna tell you to go on a wave. And when I tell you to go, you gotta go. You gotta paddle your little heart out. You can't hesitate. You can't pull back. You can't hold back. No fear, all right? Because if you hold back for a second, you're gonna eat shit. So come on.
They bob over a wave right before it peaks and continue to paddle further out.
Looks like the next set's approaching.
Right, this is the one. Go!
Anne-Marie turns her board around and paddles.
Woo! No!
Anne-Marie gets to her feet as the wave peaks beneath her.
Oh!
Standing, she holds onto her board's right rail, but it nosedives down the sheer wall of water. Anne-Marie plunges off her board, and the wave crashes down.
Oh!
Anne-Marie's board briefly pops up from the roiling water. Her shoulder bashes the reef. As she swims to the surface, the Water Patrol jet skier speeds toward her, bouncing over the white water as it tumbles at him. Anne-Marie surfaces. The jet ski reaches her.
You all right?
I'm okay!
Sure.
Yeah, I'm okay!
Get back, I'll hit it.
Anne-Marie climbs back on her board. An official checks his watch, then raises an air horn.
With only 2 minutes left in her heat, Chadwick struggles to get back into the lineup so she can catch a scoring wave. Chadwick yet to even score a good ride, a scoring ride. She needs to redeem herself here. Kiala is absolutely dominating this heat, and Chadwick needs to put a scoring ride on the board.
Lena, Penny, and Eden watch anxiously. Duck diving under a wave, Anne-Marie pops out behind it. She paddles back to Kiala.
That was nasty.
It's okay. I want another one.
You want another one?
Yep.
That's the spirit. Shake off that last wave and let's do this. Come on, you feel that adrenaline? You? Use it.
Only
come
have
on.
One more chance.
Kiala and Anne-Marie paddle back into the lineup.
Oh, on the outside, here comes one of the best sets of the whole day coming in. We have lines stacked to the horizon.
Sunlight glistens on the water as it rises into a smooth wall and barrels toward the surfers.
Here comes set. This is the one right here. All right, come on. Go. Come on, go, go.
Anne-Marie turns and paddles. The wave swells up behind Anne-Marie, who digs her hands into the water. Watching from the beach, Lane Beachley and Megan Abudo wear excited expressions. Standing, Anne-Marie skillfully drops halfway down the wave's face, then catches her left rail on the wall of water as it curves, its peak curling over her. Lena gives an amazed look. Anne-Marie drags her left hand on the glassy face of the wave, crouching as she rides through the pristine barrel. Eden beams. The tube closes behind Anne-Marie, who stays just ahead of the crashing water. Lena points excitedly. A view from the open end of the barrel shows Anne-Marie speeding along the wave as it breaks, its curl bending over her head. From inside the green room, she sees spray shooting out the end of the barrel. She emerges just before it closes. Eden mouths, "Oh shit." Standing up straight, Anne-Marie raises a victorious fist.
Oh, she makes it!
Come on, bitch!
Matt and Leslie cheer. Lena hugs Penny. Beaming, Anne-Marie pumps her fist in the air as she glides over the water. The competitors on the beach give impressed looks. Turning her board, Anne-Marie bobs it over the back of the wave to join Kiala. The pro claps.
Scores are coming in. Looks like unanimous tens across the board. Not enough to overtake Nelly and move into the next round. But she is a hero with the crowd here today. Oh,
that's my sister! Woo! Woo!
That's my sister!
On her belly, Anne-Marie rides a broken wave to the beach.
For Anne-Marie Chatter to get a ride like that with the entire North Shore city watching,
Lena and Eden bound into the shallow water and hug Anne-Marie. Penny hugs her sister. As photographers gather around her, Anne-Marie hugs Eden again, then puts an arm around Penny. Drew faces some guys. As Anne-Marie signs autographs, Kiala pats her shoulder. The pro high-fives her. They hug.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, you should check out the boards.
Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
Excuse me, Anne-Marie. I'm Jessica from Billabong. I'd love to talk to you about being on our team.
Your turn, honey.
Okay.
Did she know she got beat?
Nice, isn't it?
Leslie approaches.
Hey.
He high-fives her, then hugs her, and throws her over his shoulder. She hugs Matt.
That's so crazy. Oh, God, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that was insane. But I still think you owe me a few surf lessons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go out there?
He looks at a towering wave as it crashes down.
Only if you're gentle.
Not a chance.
As they kiss, people around them snap photos. Matt lifts her off her feet for a moment. They kiss again tenderly, then embrace. The view of Anne-Marie emerging from the barrel appears again, then freezes as she raises her fist. The image becomes the cover of Surfing Magazine. Beside Anne-Marie, it reads, "The girls lay pipe. Anne-Marie Chadwick, the new Billabong girl." Now, Lena, Penny, Anne-Marie, and Eden stand with their arms around each other, grinning and laughing. Framed by a hand-drawn wave design, various clips show surfers of all ages riding waves, some of them doing tricks. Bounce, bounce. Remaining opening titles: Kate Bosworth, Michelle Rodriguez, Matthew Davis, Sanoi Lake, Mika Borum, Faison Love. Casting by Randy Hiller, CSA, and Sarah Halley Finn, CSA. Music by Paul Haslinger. Music supervisor, Dana Sano. Costume designer, Susan Matheson. Co-producers, Rick Dalligo, Susie Barbieri. Film editor, Emma E. Hickox. Production designer, Tom Meyer. Director of photography, David Hennings. Executive producers, Buffy Shutt, Kathy Jones, Louis G. Friedman. Produced by Brian Grazer, Karen Kahala. Based on the magazine article, Surf Girls of Maui by Susan Orlean. Story by Lizzie Weiss. Screenplay by Lizzie Weiss and John Stockwell. Directed by John Stockwell. Credits roll. Now, inside the frame, clips show young women in bikinis, then girls in their bathing suits. A young girl rides a wave, then intentionally belly flops off her board into the water. A man lies at the water's edge with his baby girl on a boogie board. A girl bounces her board for momentum as she rides a wave, and a mother holds her baby in the ocean. I said, you gotta be kidding, baby. Summer is the joint. What you thinking? Two girls lie on a longboard together, then carry it on shore. Two young boys hold their shortboards at the water's edge. Possibly when you it'll ease that. A man rides a boogie board onto the beach with a toddler in a life jacket at the front of the board. More clips show kids surfing and playing on the beach. So I grabbed her by the hand, dragged her to the pool, splashed her in, and that's it. A man lifts two girls onto his shoulders as he rides a wave. The girls pose, spreading their arms. A bald man surfing lifts a girl over his head with one hand. She arches back gracefully. A new clip shows a surfer on a towering wave as it crests over him. A surfer turns his board toward the peak of a wave, then flips off of it into the air. Clips show women from the movie, including Sanoi Lake and some stunt doubles, surfing. A young woman in a bikini pinches her nose as she jumps off a cliff into the ocean. In an underwater view, Michelle Rodriguez, Kate Bosworth, and Sanoi Lake swim down toward a sea turtle. More clips show women surfing. Thanks to the Surf Rider Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting our nation's oceans, beaches, and waves. Copyright 2002 Makona Productions GmbH & Co. KG, all rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Universal, voice by Darren Revitz.